You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora is on the phone line from Chicago, Illinois, at T-Storm Weather to take a look at the weather forecast for the growing areas around the planet. Let's start, Mike, in South America. What kind of conditions are you seeing there?
The big story in South America regards a cool front that's moving into northern growing areas of Brazil. This area has had very little in the way of rainfall over the last 45 days, and you could even extend that back 60 days, depending on how you want to look at it and in which area. But the point is that it's been very dry in the northern areas of Brazil. We would estimate that this is including around 20 to 30% of soybean production across the country and up to 50% of first crop corn. So this is a fairly large area that is quite dry with rainfall deficits over the last 45 days, having ranged from 8 inches to 12 inches. That's a big number, and that is something that we'll have to keep an eye on. Now, for them, we do have this cool front moving in. It developed some pretty significant thunderstorms over the last 24 hours, and we're looking for several more thunderstorm clusters over the next 4 to 5 days. So for the first time in about 2 months, we'll see some big rains there, and that will aid some of those crops that need rain. The big question, of course, is how beneficial is the rain, because is it past the point of no return for some of these crops? That's something that we just don't have the answer to. The thing we do know, though, is that it will slow harvesting, because soybean harvesting is beginning at the moment, and this will at least temporarily break that situation. Keep in mind, though, this only lasts for 4 to 5 days. Once we get into next week, it looks like the old pattern takes place, and we start to turn dry once again.
On the subject of precipitation, rainfall, snow in your area there in Chicago, some really big numbers. Out west, they were relieved a little bit, too, I suppose, but they've had some unique temperatures, I think, in parts of the hard red winter growing regions of the nation.
It's really quite astonishing just how warm it's been at times over the last couple of weeks out in the plains. If you look at Nebraska and Kansas alone, they tied or set all-time records for the month of January on the 27th of January. High temperatures made it all the way up to 83 degrees at several locations in Kansas. Now, the interesting thing is that as we go forward, we're looking for another round of similar warmth, and we would not be surprised to see an 80-degree reading in southwest Nebraska either tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday. So this is a very unusual air mass, and it does pique our interest a little bit, and that when we see something like this, it makes us wonder what might happen later on in the spring and the summer, because this is such an anomalous situation to be having these types of temperatures now twice in a two-week period. But whether or not it means anything is very debatable, and we would not be comfortable forecasting unusual weather far into the future based on this. But again, this is something we need to watch, and if something unusual does happen, it probably would be somewhat related to what we're seeing now. Here is one interesting tidbit, though. On January 22, 1967, those records were set in Nebraska that were then broken on January 27th of this year. For those of you who follow snowstorm history, you'll note that 5 days after that in 1967, Chicago had its all-time blizzard. Interestingly enough, 5 days later, we had this huge snowstorm in Chicago on Sunday, ranking as the number 5 biggest snow total. So it's just odd that you would see records being broken in Nebraska for the month of January in 1967, then have a blizzard, and then have the exact same thing happen this year.
Oh, it's always fun to talk to you. Thanks so much, Mike, for all the tidbits and doing all the work with the agricultural weather. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Sounds great, Todd.
That's Mike Tenora, of course. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. Don't forget that tonight we'll be at the Springfield Inn & Suites with our Will Ag panel. Matt Bennett, Kurt Kimmel, and Bill Mayer will be there. It's free, open to everybody. It's 6:30, Northfield Inn & Suites in Springfield. Take the Sangamon Avenue exit off of Interstate 55. On Saturday, we'll be at the Chicago Farmers Farmland Forum in Joliet at the Weitendorf Agricultural Educational Center. That's at the Joliet Junior College on Laraway Road, across from the Chicago Speedway there in Joliet at 11:15. This one is not open, but it's a great event at the Farmland Forum if you want to go. Matt Bennett and Chuck Shelby and Gary Schnitke will be there. And then next week, we'll be at the Knox Agri Center on the 11th day of February. February with Kurt Kimmel, Bill Mayer, and Chip Nellinger. That one starts at 6:32. Find all of that information on our website at willag.org. And, of course, a way to purchase your tickets for the big all-day Ag Outlook right there online at willag.org. They're just $25 a piece. You can buy them online or call now at 217-333-7300.